Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben, at Dirk's event Friday night, the charity event, Dennis is standing there asking us if we'd had Luca on the show yet. We had him on draft night, and he's like, well, you need to have him on there with me. And so the wheel started turning, and then you know if Dennis shows up, Dorian's going to be with him too. Mm-hmm. So joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show are the three young guns for the Dallas Mavericks, Dorian Finney-Smith, Dennis Smith Jr., and Luka Doncic. Hello, gentlemen. How we doing?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you?
We're doing great. We're very happy to have all three of you guys on. And, Luke, I'll start with you. How was your first Mavs media day?
Great. I mean, it's long. I gotta say.
You ready to get out of here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is your last stop. Once we're done with you, I can speak for the Mavericks. I think you're free. Alan shook me off. You're screwed. You're here for the whole day, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. we're happy to have you here. And the first thing we want to get into, and Dennis, I guess I want to get your opinion. There's been a lot of talk about these pickup games you guys have been playing over at the Mavs facility, and a lot of talk that when the young guys get together, y'all pick up all the dubs.
For sure. We do first one to five. And
Light work.
Yeah, whenever we're on the same team, we the first one to five every time. So we've been balling.
Yeah, we've heard that. We've heard you guys are unstoppable together. The youth movement's very exciting. So, Dorian, tell us what it looks like to see two guys that are very different but similar in that they're both great ball handlers and both great passers but really play different positions. What's it like to see these guys play together?
It's a lot of lobs, a lot of crazy passes, a lot of good basketball. Like you said, we ain't been losing. Every time we're on the same team, dub. So
wow, I want to know about the trash talk.
Oh yeah,
because I would imagine the young guys winning, and I know Wesley's not going for that. how is the trash talk going down?
Yeah, a couple balls get kicked.
Yeah, you know they kick the ball, kick trash cans. You know, it is what it is.
Maybe a match slap
to the game.
How was your trash talk, Luca?
I just trash talk on video games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Video games. Okay, so you guys are a Fortnite squad. You're playing on PS4s. Who is your fourth when you guys are playing? The three of you guys clearly play together. Who's your fourth?
We don't need a fourth.
Yeah. It's whoever.
Okay, I feel like this is a good audition for me.
You can slide in here.
You need an older guy to carry med kits around for you guys. Where do y'all like to land when y'all land? Where's your favorite? And obviously it depends on the flight path, but where's your favorite spot to land?
Towers.
Luke picked that.
Yeah, we let Luke pick
Towers.
Yeah, we can let everybody. That's it.
Y'all go right into the fray. Y'all are fearless.
Luke picked where we land.
Really? Okay, so give me the power rankings. Who's the best at Fortnite? Who's the worst of you three?
It depends on what you need. Because I'm going to break it down for you. If you need somebody that's going to build stuff and they're going to tell everybody, like, yo, this, I need you to watch this spot. Luke, that's what Luke do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds like a glue
you can
guy.
Build? You can build?
He can build.
Yeah, okay.
He can build. But when you need somebody to hold the crib down or go out and get something, that's what me and Doe do.
I sacrifice it all, you know?
You know, we got right there.
But it's important when you're on a squad, much like it's important in basketball, you can't have rogue elements. If the four of you are together, you guys and whoever you're playing with, you can't have one guy go off this way to kill people, one guy go off this. You got to kind of stick together. So who is the guy that rogues off on his own to go kill people, and who's the guy who's always squadding up?
I'll probably be the first one to leave out. I just got to get it to the action. I got to get it going.
Is that like leaking out on defense or something? You just take off to get a punch?
It kind of is. You seen Drumline?
Oh, yeah.
You see, when you just start playing his own music.
Yes. You're pulling that. All right. We got Luca, we got Dennis, and we got Dorian here. So, Luca, you know, your summer's been the draft is crazy for you. You get here, and then you got to go back home, and then you got to get here and figure out a place to live. And then you go back, and then you come back, and now you're here. So, since you've been here, where's the best place to eat?
Nick and Sam's.
No doubt. Are you there like every night?
No.
Okay. What do you like to get at Nick and Sam's? Are you gonna get a big old steak?
Yeah, ribeye.
Yeah, the ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Is Casey okay with that?
Egg rolls
too.
Egg rolls.
Yeah,
egg rolls. I don't eat seafood. I don't like seafood.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what's interesting about you guys? I love how tight you guys are. Now, Doran, do you live in the same complex? Do y'all all live in the same spot?
Nah, them two live together, but no. Nah.
Okay. So you guys live at the same complex, which is really cool, because I'm thinking back to the day Dirk and Nash both got to the organization, and it helped that they were good friends. And one guy was coming from Europe and trying to learn a new culture and so forth. And so
those boys lived in the same complex.
Same complex, yeah. And went on to go do great things, obviously. But it helps with the chemistry, y'all being so close to each other geographically, right?
Right, yep. For sure.
So what all do y'all do together? Y'all roll everywhere together? What do y'all do?
Oh, it's been real busy so far. So right now we throw the headset on and get on the game.
Right.
You know, we ain't really did too much. We had a couple of team events I wrote with Luke there.
Yeah.
But other than that, it hadn't really been too much. Doe was over there last night.
Yeah, he was over there.
Yeah, he came over last night.
Luke could go in the gym on a weekend or something. Yeah. Play some ones or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Luca, guess what?
We talk a lot of trash.
Oh, really? Okay.
Smile, look at us.
To the Coach Mons. Coach Mons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? Drake's upset.
Who?
Drake.
Why?
Are you a big Drake guy, right? Are you going Thursday night?
I'm going.
Are you guys going to Drake Thursday night?
I'll be there.
I don't know.
Okay, why don't you know, Dennis?
I concerts just ain't really.
You go to Cole.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
Why is Cole different than Drake?
That's fam. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's different. I mean, Drake got some nice music. I just don't know if I'm going to go.
Would you guys argue over who's better, Cole or Drake?
Nah, it ain't no debating.
Yeah. Who do you think?
You can't change his mind once he's stuck on something. He's like,
okay. Yeah. Dennis is hard-headed.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know this about Dennis Smith Jr. When you're playing basketball and you go into attack a goal, do you ever be like, oh, my God, look how high I am right now? Do you ever surprise yourself with how high up you get?
I do that.
Good answer, Luca. Good answer.
Oh, man.
I feel like you're going to bust your teeth on the rim. It worries me from a dental perspective.
I hope not. I'm never worried, though. I'm never worried, like, getting too high or something. I got pretty good body control in there, so I'll be straight.
You know, I've heard that you, like, players that are able to get as high up as you can get, you actually have to have a strategy, a land strategy. You have to work on landings?
Yeah, I did. Like, they say that's part of the reason I got injured. I just started landing bad. So going through rehab, I really worked on landing on 2 feet, landing on the balls of my feet first, and everything else followed that.
Luca, what's your landing strategy?
Both feet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well said. I want you guys, to talk about each other. But obviously, this is Dennis Smith Jr., Luka Doncic, and Dorian Finney-Smith. And I would love to hear, let's go one by one, and two players tell me what your favorite thing is about one player. Let's start with you guys telling us what are your favorite things about Dennis Smith Jr. Let's start with you.
Probably just he loved to argue. He loved it. Like he just picked the if you like something, he gonna pick the opposite just so y'all can go head to head. You know, if you like rice and he like macaroni and cheese, he gonna pick macaroni and cheese just so he can say macaroni and cheese better.
Right.
That's him.
Okay. You could have been an attorney if he didn't have a 78-inch vertical.
He really could.
And Luca, what's your favorite thing about DSJ?
I think I'm gonna figure it out more. It's just been 2 weeks and a half together, but say the trash talking, he can do that.
He's good. He's a Jedi. Just very good trash talker. Is as good as anyone you've ever seen.
He can push buttons. He can push buttons. I'm telling you.
He can do that.
He can push buttons.
But that's other thing. He don't like to lose, so that's what I love.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And let's start with you guys about Dorian Finney-Smith, and we'll start with you, DSJ. What's your favorite thing about Dodo, as you guys affectionately call him?
He's just a high competitor. You know, anybody that really like to play defense, you know, they're going to compete. They hate to lose. And, he's just a regular guy. You know, he just like a dude from back home. So we kick it on and off the court.
All right. What about this this young man here?
I like the way he plays. I mean, he plays with passion, fun. He can shoot. He can rebound. I mean, he's just there to do everything, you know,
everything.
To help the team.
Yeah, and then you guys, Dodo, let's start with Luca, and what's your favorite thing about his game so far?
See, he got eyes in the back of his head. When he don't see you, the ball, if you don't know, the ball going to come hit you right in the face.
Dennis, what about you? What is about Luca's game has really stood out to you? You're like, okay.
He just know how to win. You know, he knows how to win. It's the first time I played with a guy that can really, really see the floor and can find me, so... No, I think it's going to be a good year. He let me play a little bit of wide receiver, so I'm looking forward to the season.
All right, now I want you guys to say the worst things about it. No, I don't want to do that. But so, Dorian, you and Dennis, I feel like the day you walked in the door, y'all guys were thick as thieves. Yeah. Did y'all go? Because y'all didn't go back before the Mavs, right? Mm-mm. So why did y'all hit it off so quick?
Similar backgrounds, mutual friends.
Yep.
That's really what it is.
Both have Smith in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ironically, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
But what's interesting that you bring that up, Skin, because the things that made you guys bond so quickly have nothing to do with Luka. So how did y'all all bond together with Luka so quickly? What was it that clicked?
Luka's a cool dude, man. He's a cool dude. Like, you know, whenever somebody come in, it's almost like, you know, me and Doe, we holler at him anyway. Like,
pick the brain, you know.
Yeah, we joke. Both chop it up well. I mean, he got a good sense of humor. Usually, he can roll with it. It's kind of like the wood, you know, when Mike had went over and seen him in California, you know.
You know, he seen he couldn't dance.
Yeah, he seen he couldn't dance. He ain't that dance with the teddy bear and all that. So he kicking with us, man. We've been good ever since then, since he first got here.
Is it, Luke, is it easier for you because you've been playing with grown men since you're like 17? I mean, that transfer from Europe to here we're about to start the season, but it seems like everything's going fine. Is that because you've already been hanging out with grown men since you were a mid-teenager?
I mean, especially because when I was 13, I moved from Slovenia to Spain. Like, I leave all my friends, all my family, school, all this stuff. So I think it was hard then, but now it's way easier. Yeah. So far, it's great.
You're not even going to be 20 till February. I mean, we were tripping on how young you were, and then you got a birthday coming up here in a couple, about a month or so.
21,
right?
21, yeah. Yes, sir.
But y'all ain't gonna be dragging around this teenager all the way into next year, man. I guess it's just the life of Luka. You're used to that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Dennis, are you excited about tasting beer for the first time?
Yeah. I never tasted it before, so I'll see how it is.
Hey,
that's special.
Earlier, Coach was talking about your conditioning, saying it was incredible, saying that you figured it out now. Did you do anything different, or did you just have to do more of what you were already doing to be ready for this year?
I did more of what I was already doing. You know, I'm at Fayetteville. I'm working out on the track. You know, I'm outside with my workouts. I ain't really doing too much conditioning in the gym. So I'll go work out on the track or wherever I'm at, and then I'll go to the gym and do my basketball workouts and then play pickup. You know, so just get my wind up and get me ready for the season.
You know, you're surrounded on either side of you. Dennis is sitting in the middle here, Dorian and Luka on either side. You know, the game has changed a lot. There's guards, there's wings, there's bigs, whatever. What position do these guys play, in your opinion? What position is Dorian? If you had a basketball card and you got it, Dennis, what position is Dorian Finney-Smith? Dennis, what position is Luka Doncic? What position do these guys play, in your opinion?
I'll say Doe, he's a two-way wing. You know, like in every sense of the word, he's a two-way wing. Do what you need him to do on this end of court, and same thing on the other end. And Luke is a point forward.
Yeah.
I mean, a point forward.
Dorian, you're from the day you got here to now, I mean, I haven't seen you this summer, but your jumper was looking so good at the end of last year. Yeah. I imagine that's the number one thing you've been working on.
Yeah, it's crazy because these guys ain't never seen my slingshot.
see it on tape.
You know, he always tell me how much better it looked, but, you know, I've just been working, man. You know, you build confidence in the gym. You know, you build your teammates' trust when they see you working. So. Yeah.
And Luka, what's the number one thing you got to do right now to fit in? Is it physical? Is it learning an aspect of the game? What do you see as your biggest challenge as we get ready for the season in mid-October?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's everything new for me. But I would say physical is the most important, yeah.
You know, for us, it's like, you know, we followed Dirk's whole career, you know, coming over from Germany. And he didn't know if he was ready to come at first. And he came and he had great success, obviously, over the course of his career. What is your relationship like with Dirk, Luka?
I mean, I've been here for like 2 weeks and a half, three. Yeah. So best friends. Oh, yeah. No, but it's just amazing to have him on the team, you know, in Europe. Like, everybody, like, just with, like, pay so much money to have a photo with him, you know. And I'm like, I can share a locker room with him, so it's just amazing.
I'm going to go sell some of my pictures of him. Hey, dudes, thank you so much for all coming together. Dennis, thank you for making this happen.
Sure.
Really, really awesome. Right. We're excited to have you guys here. Thank you so much.
And so let me get those gamer tags. Let's go, four of us.
We're out there PS4. Yeah, take Ben.
He can't be dead weight, though.
No, he's good. He'll get, what did you say, medic kits?
Yeah,
or
I'm going to carry med kits.
All right, there they go. Luca, Dennis, and Dorian right here on the Ben and Skin Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.